Where you can save the world or the universe if you listen long enough. I'm Andy.
And I'm Rich.
Hello.
Andy, I just want to say,
oh,
I know we're on like this big adventure.
We are.
And I know we're going to check out some trees.
We are.
For reasons more than just our love for nature.
Greater than, it's bigger than us.
It's bigger than us. The tree and the situation we're in.
And just some background, we are on our way to Van Nuys right now.
We are driving to Van Nuys now. Yeah. But I just wanted to say, I appreciate in all this commotion and hardship that you let me stop at Papagino's to get a little bite.
Oh, of course. I mean, I know, you know, you're not yourself unless you get a little pizza in you.
I was getting hangry. You can hear it at the end of the last episode. Oh. I was hangry. I was a little moody.
You get emotional, upset. And we've talked about efficiency a lot on this podcast, and I know you're not efficient unless you've eaten.
I'm fully
and now
energized and full.
And what's great is you actually have another pizza in the back. For me, in a half an hour, I will eat it because I like my pizza
cold.
Yeah. Well, not cold. It's kind of like tepid.
Tepid.
Yeah.
Tepid.
Like
that's how my reverend liked it, actually.
Oh, yeah. And great segue, because today...
Yeah, because we still have a topic. Even though we're driving, if we're going to do a green life, it has to have a topic.
Yeah, and that topic is religion today.
Today's religion.
Yeah, and I mean, a very obviously environmentally...
I mean, it's the moral values of it that make you a good religious person that's also like a good environmental person.
Exactly.
Like green living... And living as a good human being is almost like a religion in itself.
It is. And if someone asked me, like, you know, what kind of faith do you follow? Or, you know, are you Christian? Like, Judaism? Are you into, like, all the different, like, whatever. And no, I would say, no, I live green. I am green. And to both of us, that is our religion. But I would make the comparison that green living to us is kind of like what most people would call it, kind of a good Christian. It's kind of like that thing.
My political views, I mean, my religious views are more like, I like to take the cool parts from like all religion. So like, yes, like I take like the good moral standing of like all of them, that.
Yeah.
I believe in karma a lot.
I was just gonna say, like, karma, Hinduism is
if we hurt the earth's going to hurt us. Like, it's a given
natural disasters. Yeah.
Namaste, totally a thing I believe in. I think it's
that's
all
how
about,
he says hi to me every, like, he says namaste. And then we exchange
namaste.
Pleasantries. Namaste.
I haven't been saying on the podcast because I didn't want to
we didn't want to color our podcast with our religious beliefs.
This episode, I mean, topic. We were really obligated to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It got chosen, and one might say there's some religious implications.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about how much we like green stuff, how much, like, the world is changing, and we said, religion, we need to solve it.
Yeah, and we'll do that on our way
here. 1 second, Andy. Are we taking this exit here?
Yeah, now take that exit. Watch out for that car. We're good.
My God, that was close, man. Yeah,
and it was a Prius, and you can't hurt Prius.
You can't hurt. Yeah. You can't even hear it.
Yeah, and that's why we almost...
You can't hear it, you can't hurt it, but you have to respect it. Sometimes when I see a Prius parked, I'll just get out of my car, bow to it, say namaste Prius, and then I walk away.
Yeah, I like to hug it, but like by air, like don't touch it because like it might have an alarm, but kind of like get as close as I can.
Pick
to
up hugging the aura.
It. Yeah, exactly. Kind of suck that into my own life, but it's like it's a sharing thing. Like I send them my positive vibes, I get it back.
Ooh, watch out.
Oh, whew. Sorry.
I'm sorry, man. I'm drunk on pizza, I think.
Ooh, and that is a serious topic. But
wait, I feel like we should switch seats.
Okay, yeah, let's do that while driving. It's a red light now. Okay, go. Click. Oh, hey.
Okay. All right, I'm glad. Because I really want to focus
Nobody
on this podcast.
Nobody haunted us.
No, okay. I mean, we did it really quickly.
Yeah.
Good thing we just got off that exit. So you were saying?
Well, I was basically talking about the ability. Well, you were drunk on pizza is what we were talking about. But I think... I want to talk about your religious upbringing and how that kind of shaped who you are. Because, I mean, you mentioned your reverend earlier.
Yeah, actually, my reverend is my brother and my mother. and my father. Like, I have three reverends, and they just happen to be the only other people in my family.
That was very confusing for a second. Three separate people.
Three separate people, but they're all reverends. I grew up in a very religious household, so I learned all about Skabliga, the great god.
Oh.
And Chupador.
Chupador, oh, yeah.
His wife.
I know that one.
You know that one.
Yeah, Chupador. Me and Chupador go way back.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I've hung with Chupador.
I know that some people, like... I know that I was brought up, like, with a very strict religious background. But, like, a lot of people just, like, don't know about the truth of the Lord.
Well, please. And I would count myself as one of them because I grew up in an orphanage and kind of back and forth between parents and stuff. So I didn't have that religious upbringing. So I come from where probably the audience is. I don't know. Like, tell me about the Lord and how that will change.
Do you hear that? It's got like a buzzing.
I was just going to say buzzing. Yeah, it's like a...
God. It's like almost like a whirring sound.
Is that the car?
One second, I'm going to open the glove box up. Is that a tape recorder?
Oh my God.
Is someone...
Someone's
recording us?
Oh my God. Check it.
Let me turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off first and then take out the tape. Should we destroy it? Do we destroy it or do we keep it?
They'll track it.
But if we throw it out of the window, a car will smash it. We're good. And look at the road. Whoa! Oh,
Jesus. Why weren't you looking at the road, Andy?
Sorry, I forgot I was the one driving. Oh God! All right.
Okay.
Okay, but does it tape?
I'm gonna
say
rip
it's
the tape up.
But look at the side of the recorder.
Oh my God.
It has a piece of tape on it.
It says
has some writing.
Jebediah. Property of Jebediah. It's written in crayon. It must have been his from when he was a child. But it seems like Jebediah has been...
I thought he was out of our lives, but...
Oh my God. Do you think he's going to be at the tree? I'm starting to get nervous.
There's way too many possibilities.
There's so much going on.
And I haven't seen my...
Chupador, watch over me!
Chupador, I don't... I've only just... I mean, I... Please look over me as well, is what I'm saying. I
don't know
you.
What to do, Andy. This podcast has really made my life stressful.
And but we can do it together. You still have me.
What if Jebediah kills me, or even worse, makes me throw recyclables in a trash can?
Oh, God,
when we
he
get
would never
tree?
Do that. He would never do that.
He's pure evil, Andy. Pure evil.
You're right. You are right. And you know what? I think we take it. You know, we've been static and we've been following these clues. I think we have to take it to Jebediah. We have to take it to the source. I think we should... Should we just turn this around? Should we turn around, go to Jebediah?
No, I think he's at the tree.
Then...
If he's not at the tree, we'll go to his house.
Okay,
I'll agree
okay,
with that.
Okay.
But I think we need to finish by going
finish
to
what
this
we started.
Tree in
you're right,
Van Nuys.
You're right.
Maybe he's kidnapped someone. Maybe...
Maybe he has
maybe
my
he's
going to
kidnap us.
Oh, God. But we're going to be ready. We're going to be ready. And it'll be fine.
You brought weapons, right?
I brought, like, those plastic six-pack things. I have those. I have so much recyclables. I have so many plastics. And we can fashion weapons out of those.
Okay, I'm going to grab some of those out of the back seat. Fashion some weapons. So
and I
when
brought
we
some
get
aluminum
there,
cans. We can tape them together. And we have ourselves a mallet.
That's a great idea. That's a great... We'll fill it with other plastic recyclables so it's got weight
heavier,
to it.
Yes, exactly. And we have so much weight just in ourselves that we can just funnel into it because we
think
know we're the right...
Karma's on our side?
Yes, because we're the righteous ones. We're spreading... We're not spreading the word of God. We're spreading the word of green. Of green lives living. Oh, God. Oh, stop. Breathe. Keep it down. Breathe it down. Oh, and... Okay, yeah. And roll down the window.
I'm so nervous, Andy. Oh, God. We're almost there.
There's
only 38 seconds left until we're there.
Oh my God, you're so good at timing.
Is that someone's
eyes? I can
see
it. I can see there's one person under the tree. I can't make out who it is.
Oh my God.
I can't make out who it is. But I think they're wearing
right
a cloak.
Oh, over here there's
they're
a good parking spot. Let's park here.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's compact, but we're compact cuz Prius. He's wearing a cloak.
Oh no. Oh no.
13 seconds. We can
We're almost there. We're going to start walking
there
now.
Well, I just want to say, I love you, Rich.
Whatever happens. I love you too, Andy. I hope we make it through this, okay?
And I hope I can have a Papagino before.